SBS Radio.
We have in the program brother and sister Jordan and Jade Hinchliffe. Good morning. Yes. Brothers and sisters all the way from the Central Coast.
Ah, kamusta?
Yes. You understand a little bit of Tagalog? Only a little bit.
Only a little bit, very
yes.
Little.
Your mom is Filipina.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jordan, how did you start with music?
So, yeah, I kind of saw like a guitarist playing on like the television one day. And I really wanted to do what he was doing. And then Dad got me a guitar for Christmas. And then how I got into busking, me and my sister, we wanted an ice cream one day. So we were like, Dad was like, oh, why don't you go down and sing and put your hat at the front of your guitar. And people started dropping money and we bought ourselves an ice cream at the end. But not only did we do that, but we also bought ourselves lunch.
Yeah. And does your sister also sing?
Yeah. Yeah, Jade. She plays piano. She does singing. She loves it. Don't you, Jade?
As you mentioned a while ago, Jordan, how you started is when one day you wanted some ice cream and there you go, doing the busking.
Yeah, we want. Yeah, so like, you know, me and Jade just wanted ice cream, yep. So I said, oh no, got no money. Whoopsie daisy. So went down our IGA and did some busking. Mate, and like we looked at the hat and oh my God, there's like so many coins.
And but like how old were you then when that first busking happened?
I was shorter than my guitar. I was like,
six?
I'd say 7, 8, and Jay was about 6'5".
Yeah, 6.
Wow, very young. And that's when you decided to really, like, I really want to do busking.
We realized it was something that we love and that was something we could also, like, make money out of. So it was like, amazing, great thing to do.
But with you guys actually went into singing lessons or voice lessons, Jade?
Voice lessons for a while, but now I don't do voice lessons. So basically we were teaching ourselves.
Like through YouTube or?
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah, just like having fun.
Yeah.
Just like singing in the shower.
Where do you get the voice from? Is it from mum? And mum is here, actually.
I reckon
we just started ourselves.
I reckon it's the Filipino parties.
Yeah.
Like, because Filipinos, like, they're very good at, like, being accurate with, like, songs that they like to listen to, I reckon. And, like, they really like singing a lot.
Yeah.
Like, especially at parties.
So, since your first busking experience, you were 7 and Jade was 5 or 6. So you've been doing it for 7 years now.
Yeah, like when you put it that way, like it feels
Jordan.
Like yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you just, we've done it for a long time and it's really what we want to, like, do as a living and also, like, as a career and, like, really want to go far with it. Like,
yeah.
Now we're doing, like, she's had her first gig this last year, I'd say.
Wow. At the age of?
11.
11. Wow. Yeah. I wish I could sing like you guys.
Oh.
And Jordan, you're studying at Newtown.
Newtown. Yeah, yeah. Performing Arts School. So it's like, it's still a government school, but if you're out of the local zone area, you try out for it. And it's a great school if you're a performer or entertainer, because like all the kids there, like the different ideas that are around the kids, and you learn and pick up stuff easy, and it's like a really good environment for.
And I think it's a competitive process to get into Newtown.
Yeah.
'Cause I know someone who really went into the process.
Yeah, like the dancing there is very competitive. Like the musicians, they're very accurate with the especially the piano players.
So you don't just sing; you write your own songs.
Yeah, I've got last year. Kind of got into songwriting a bit more. I first started writing the year before that, but then, yeah, I found my love for it a bit more, and now I just like songwriting. And because like to make it out there, you want to be writing your own stuff. Like it's great doing covers, but you want to write your own stuff too.
Yeah, like how do you manage to bring out those words for your and lyrics for your songs? Like where do you get inspiration from?
I reckon it's like just real life experiences and like just what you like to think about and what you like to do, especially.
Yeah. You sing, you write your own songs, you play the guitar. What else do you want to do with your music? Or do you have any other instruments that you play? Or basically
I wanna
guitar.
I want to learn the harmonica because it's pretty cool to do it at the same time. Because like when they have it on the neck,
yeah,
playing the guitar with the harmonica. And I want to do the piano a bit more too as well. And I have something called a loop pedal. So when you play,
is it the one that other musicians are using now? Like the whole thing that goes, you record this one thing and then it goes.
Yeah.
It records it and then you can play another sound.
So, yeah, you got a sound going. It's like, and then you can play another sound on top of that. Like it's also especially good for guitarists. But then if you got a piano, you can also do really cool stuff with that too. And you could also do like voice things, like maybe do a beat like
big, like, you know, what I mean? Beatboxing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old were you when you started singing?
I'd say 5. Yeah, I was 5, yeah. And I did do a few music lessons then, but yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that mom is not really good at singing.
Oh, she was in a choir.
But maybe it's from her as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned off air that your uncles and other members of the family sings.
Yeah, yeah. So my uncle Tito now, he plays guitar and like he really likes it when I come over to the parties and I bring my guitar and my gear and I play stuff for the family sometimes and like also at like parties and yeah, just all that.
Yeah. And Jade, do you also want to follow Jardine in terms of music and really pursue singing?
Well, me and Jardine, I don't want to follow him.
Yeah, you're different persons, yeah.
Yeah, well, we actually started at the same time. We were the same age. I already do busking and gigs like that, so I guess like I'm setting my own dream. I'm not like following my brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's very strong words. Yeah, but no, like we do stuff together, but then sometimes we might have a bit of a conflict about like the stuff that we're doing. Like we might not like the song that we're doing because she's more into the newer stuff, the pop stuff. I like the old
classic stuff. Something.
Yeah, the classics, like Hotel California, just like what they play.
But you're still young, 14, but you're doing like songs that are like Hotel California.
Yeah, I mean I like songs from all like different genres, but then I like the creativity that's put into the older ones because I reckon there's more. Because with the newer ones, I feel like it's kind of losing it a bit.
The old ones are more meaningful.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I find. But then, like, also, like, you listen to it at parties and it takes you back to those moments. And, like, sometimes when I listen to those particular songs, it's, you know, it's like nostalgia.
Jay, do you also want to eventually write your own songs?
I'm starting to write my songs now.
Wow,
but
at
like
11.
Yeah, but like they won't make sense because like, you know when you have that feeling where you really want to do something but you just like, it just doesn't like
the words are not coming out yet.
Yeah, so I need to like experience more in life. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I know your brother was saying that he's basing his lyrics and words from what he is experiencing.
Yes.
Maybe because you're still young, that's why the words are not coming out yet.
Yep.
And the feelings, maybe.
Yeah.
Because where we live, like, it's more rural than the city, like Central Coast. So, like, we've got the beach. It's nice to go there, and so we can... It gives us a lot of inspiration to write songs, you know what I mean? And like Mango Skies, I was at the beach with my surfboard and like the sky was like so beautiful. And
yeah.
I just like the words came to me. I was like, ooh la la.
And the mangoes in the sky.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, plenty of them.
What does your mom and dad say about you guys singing and doing busking?
Oh, they're very proud of us.
Yeah.
They're always there for us. They drive us around to the gigs. Like, we're very thankful for them. And music's such a great thing because we make so many friends and build a connection with different people. And like that's how I got here today in the radio station with like because I had a connection with Chia.
They organize all our things basically.
Thank you then. And since you're doing busking, singing, guitar, you also play guitar, Jade?
I play the piano.
Piano.
Yes.
At your school, do they know that you sing, Jade?
Yes, I'm going to Edelong Public School. Well, I used to go to Edelong Public School, and like it was like I was like the main kid for like
singing. Oh, God,
like
Jade.
Music. Yeah, yeah.
I was but, too.
Yeah, yeah, Jardine, but. But I'm going to Newtown this year since I'm in high school. It's my first year of high school now. And, like, all the kids there, there's music, drama. Yeah. So everybody will be, like, the same. So it will be different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but in your previous school, they will, like, Jade can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a creative arts award. So year six presentation, like, they have the arts they have the awards for like all the different subjects and like we got the creative arts ones because we also did performances at the school and for school and we
carols
we just stood out for that particular award but now we're going to the school that's more involved in entertainment but it's long train ride so I don't know
and
how
it's
that's
gonna go. I think it's gonna give you more of the experience really like to focus on your music and your singing?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like there's so many opportunities and there's something for everyone there that's in the entertainment industry. Like if you're a songwriter, if you want to do business for like music, dancers, drama students as well. Like it's a really great school and like it's free and
yeah,
it's just really good.
And now it's still you're still on holidays. And I think you're doing a show.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got a place in Wyong, up my area. It's called the Rust Theatre, and I'll be doing there 6 to 9, I think. 16th. Yeah,
this Wednesday.
Yeah, this Wednesday. It's coming Wednesday.
Yeah. Are you joining Jardine, Jade?
I'll be in the Gold Coast with my cousin.
Yeah, she'll be having fun taking a bit of a break. Also, I'll be at home.
But I have a gig at the Sounds on West Street in February and March. I know I have that. And I'll be going to Lincoln Pin for another gig as well.
Yeah, that's a cafe.
It's wow. A cafe.
Yeah.
You're busy kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else do you want to do with music, Jardine?
Oh, with music. We have a stadium called Bootong Stadium.
Yeah.
And I really want to, I don't know if I'll get there, honestly, but this is my main goal. I just want to have me and my band maybe playing there and like have a sold out stadium.
Wow.
Like with people jumping up and down. Oh, that'd be great. Like a crowd full of hands just waving. Ooh, yeah.
It will be a dream come true.
Hope. It's what I aim for.
And you, Jade, what are you looking forward to going to the performing school?
What am I looking forward to?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many things. I'm not sure. Well.
You can't stop talking about it at home.
Yeah, I can't stop talking about it, but there's like so many things you can do there. Like it's a really good school. And my brother said I was annoying him because it's his holiday. So he was supposed to enjoy his time. Well, I guess like making new friends. It will be a new beginning because me and my brother are like the only kids from the Central Coast that will be going to Newtown.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, yeah.
You may be called the brother and sisters from the coast.
Yeah, the Central Coast kids.
Yeah.
But like first it was a bit like scary because like everyone's new, different. So like it's a bit...
You're in year eight.
Yeah, but you settle in very easy and it's great school. Very friendly.
And can you tell us that, how do you go to school? You take the public transport every day?
Yeah, just catch a train.
Wow, are you going to be doing the same, Jade?
Yes.
Wow, it's amazing. Because I know it's hard, like it's a long travel by public transport, but maybe you can write more songs during those train rides.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where I get most of my homework done. yeah, we write more songs on there, I guess.
Mm. What joy does it bring to you, Jade, doing music and maybe singing with your brother?
The joy of it? Ooh, that's a hard question. The joy of music is probably, like, you know, it just gets you, like, dancing around. I don't know, it just brings, like, happiness to me, you know?
Yeah.
But why?
Oh, why? Why? Well, it's like, it's just,
it's the feeling inside.
Yeah, it's just.
You can express yourself. Like,
I want to express myself, but I don't know how to put it in words.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's unexplainable and it.
Well, it brings people together. Like, when, you know, at parties, yeah, as I said, like, or like when they play the songs and.
Like, yeah, everyone gets happy.
It makes people happy. But yeah, like music, it's not just for like happiness. Like a lot of, you know, like all
express
the,
yourself.
And also like for like freedom or like political or protests.
Yeah.
That's out there. Like
Bringing music, out your, yeah, your thoughts.
Yeah. And like what, yeah.
Yeah.
Emotions.
That.
Yeah. After you finish high school, what do you look forward to really be doing? You mentioned off air that you wanted to learn more about the Filipino language because you want to go, yeah, to the Philippines?
Because we've got the internet nowadays, it makes things so easy, so I can, you know, just, I can do, like, maybe lessons online. But I want to be, like, I want to maybe take my music to the Philippines because maybe, like, and, like, see, like, my cousins and goofy yeses there.
Okay. Do you see yourself joining television talent competitions, like, The Voice?
I mean, we thought about that. It's a bit nerve-wracking, but then, like if you do win, like, you have to sign a contract.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, I've heard good things and bad things from it, but then a lot of people tell us to...
Yeah. Try, maybe.
Yeah, maybe try, I guess.
Yeah. And you, Jade?
You get good publicity.
Well, I want to. I really want to, but... People say I'm too young, but yeah, at the same time, I'm like, I'm not too young. I'm like, because I sang at a fiesta in the Philippines, and yeah, there was, like, a lot of people there. Like, I've been there twice. My brother's only been there once. Cause oh. I went one time with my uncle and once with my family and stuff. Yeah, I want to join maybe Australia's Got Talent.
So we're going to look forward, or we're going to look for you there.
See me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, for other kids who are really into music, what do you tell them with your basing on your experience? What can you tell them about really pursuing their love of music? Jardine, because you're the older one.
I reckon just do what you love. Like, don't, like, of course, don't listen to people. But, like, if there's negativity, but then if there is, like, good feedback, like, positive feedback and... Like, just helping people, like also take that in, but then, like, don't give up. Like, always just keep going down the road. You'll eventually get there and to what you want to do. Like, talk to people, like, make friends. That's a great thing. And having connections is also a very good thing. But you'll get there, and it's great.
Yeah.
Great thing.
And you, Jade?
Well, music's supposed to be fun, so... Like, it's for you to enjoy yourself. If you're feeling, like, sad because someone said something, you don't listen to them, of course. Like, because it's fun. It's something that you have to, like, love. It's something that's, like, a special place in your heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, just, it's, like, if people are trying to bring you down, you know that, like, that's not the right thing. Many people say that to you, like, of course, it's just people, like, that are jealous of you. So just keep doing what you love and follow your dreams because that's, like, what probably Ariana Grande did, Justin Bieber and people like that, you know?
And you got to sing your song. Like, keep on singing.
Oh, yeah, keep on singing.
Yeah. But, like, also, like, very learn from, like, the professionals and really just try your best. Like, just try your best. Don't let anyone take you down.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jardine and Jade Hinch.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.